Second pack of Bikurin, Mishnah Beis, is a continuation of the previous Mishnah contrasting the halachos of Bikurin, Truma, and Maaser. This Mishnah will have a list of things that Maaser and Bikurin are similar and Truma is different. So, Yesh v'Maaser Bikurin, Mashen came to Truma. There are certain halachos that apply to both Maaser Shein and Bikurin that do not apply to Truma. Shemaaser Bikurin, Truma, my voice, Mokim. Maaser Shein and Bikurin both have to be brought to Yerushalayim, whereas Truma does not have to be brought to Yerushalayim. Tunim Vizik, when they brought to Yerushalayim, a certain parasha that one says of thanking Hashem, proclaiming that it was the time of all the mitzvahs. Yeah. That does not apply to Truma. Yeah. Now, it's a little chiddush because when we learned beforehand in Maaser Sheni that he does mention that he took off the Truma in this Maaser. But it seems to be that if he only has Truma, he will not get the parasha at all. If he has Maaser, then he includes in the parasha that he took off the Truma. Asurin l'oinein, a person whose close relative that he has to mourn for died that day, the entire day, even after the burial, he's also to eat Maaser Shein and Bikurin. Today, what we call oinein is not the entire day, it's just an issue that a person is potter from mitzvahs, and certainly surim, like eating meat and drinking wine, before the burial. The reason why it's dependent on the burial is because today's oinein is just a way to make sure the person can be involved in taking care of the burial. But the deraisa oinein, in respect to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim and other halachas, is applied to the entire day, even after the burial. And the Shimon Matir, Shimon says Bikurim can be eaten by an oinein. The Chayavim Bebir, at the end of the third and sixth year, which is really the Pesach of the fourth and seventh year, one has to destroy any of the Bikurim and Maaser Sheni that is left. Mashen Kain by Truma, you just give it to the Kohen. Rabbi Shimon Paisa, Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to destroy the Bikurim, you also just give it to the Kohen. V'oisrim kol shem ilecha liyushalayim. If you have a mixture of Maaser Sheni and non-Maaser Sheni produce, then if it's already in Yerushalayim, the whole thing has to be treated as Maaser Sheni, no matter how little Maaser Sheni was mixed into it, since you could eat it. Either way you go, you can eat it. And the same thing applies to Bikurim. We'll see soon that the nafkamina is that if it's Bikurim, only Kohanim will be able to eat it, and if it's Maaser Sheni, only human beings will be able to eat it, not animals. And the same thing applies to Ketulim, to Lema, to Melech, and to Yerushalayim. If you planted them in Yerushalayim and they spouted forth some new fruit or grain or whatever it may be, if it's in Yerushalayim also, anything that grows out of it has the status of Maaser Sheni and Bikurim. And therefore, only the if it's Bikurim, a Zohar would not be able to eat it, and if it's Maaser Sheni, you wouldn't be able to feed it to your behemoth, even though it's mixed into a lot of chulin. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says that it is also. As we said, these are special rules that apply to Bikurim and Maaser Sheni. Last list of things do not apply to Truma. They don't have to grow up to Yerushalayim, and they are bottled in 1-100 ratio.